So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Yotzu Shnaim Ka'achas, Moina Oisim Shnaim Shnaim. If during the count of Maisa Behemoth, two animals went out simultaneously, he counts them as two. However, Manon Echad Tashib Asir Mukul Kolon. If he erroneously counted the two behemoths as one, and he continued and counted the 10th animal as number 9, and the 11th animal as number 10. Both are deficient, as Rashi explains. Both behemoths are disqualified for a carbon, but they receive a partial kedusha and must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish, and only then may he eat them, because as Rashi explains, lemiver asiri, hilkach lav maisa gamahu. Since the error occurred at the beginning of the count, the 10th behemoth cannot be identified as the meister, and therefore does not receive the full-fledged kedusha of a carbon. Although the Gemara later discusses cases of Yotzer Shnaim Ka'achas in which the Asiri does become Maisa Behemah, that is because the error there occurred after the 8th Behemah came out and the 10th could be identified as the Maisa. The Gemara cites a machlekes that is relevant to our Mishnah. Mano'an Zugas Zugas Kintran Kintran. If a person counted his Behemahs in groups of twos or in groups of hundreds, Rav Murray says, Asiri Laminin Shaloihu Kaddish. We go by his count, and the Maisa Behemah takes effect on the whole 10th group, the two that he called number 10. Because it's as if he counted two sets of 1 through 10 simultaneously. While Rav Kahana says, Asiri Lamin Behemoth Hu Kaddish. We go by the actual count of animals, and the Maisa Behemoth takes effect on every 10th Behemoth. Now, in the Mishnah's case of Yotzer Shnaim Ka'achas Menon Echad, according to the opinion of Lamin Shaloi Hu Kaddish, the Mishnah's halacha is simply understood, Tashiv Asiri Mukul Kolon, because Lasiri Kokori Le Tashi, Ula Achad Asir Asiri. We go by his count, which was erroneous, and he counted the 10th Behemoth as number 9, and the 11th Behemoth as number 10. However, according to the opinion of Laminya Behemoth Sukkadish, only the Asiri should become Hekdish, while the Tashi should remain Chulin, because the Tashi could correlate, or Asiri, Asiri could correlate. The count of the animals is accurate. The 9th Behemoth is number 9, and the 10th Behemoth is number 10. The Gemara answers with the following distinction. We go by the animal's count and not by his count, only if he intentionally counted the Behemoths in pairs. While in the Mishnah's case, did not figure Mela af Minyan Shaloi Kaddish. Since the behemoths went out in pairs on their own, we do go by his count as well. The Mishnah continues. Karo l'tashi asiri l'asiri tashi l'achad asar asiri shlashan mukudashan. If the behemoths left the pen one by one, but he erred, and counted the 9th behemoth as number 10, realizing his error, he counted the 10th behemoth as number 9, and then the 11th behemoth again as number 10. All three animals become hekdash, and therefore, atashi nechal b'mumay, v'asiri meiser, l'achad asar karo v'shlam. The 9th Behemah receives a partial Kedusha and must wait for a Mum. The 10th Behemah receives the complete Kedusha of Maisa Behemah. And the 11th Behemah receives the complete Kedusha of a Karban Shlam. And there's a machlekes regarding the Echad Asr that became a Shlam. Remeir says, V'Eisa Timura. If one transfers the Hektash from the Echad Asr onto Behemah's Chulun, the Kedusha does transfer. Remeir disagrees and says, V'Chiyash Timura, Eisa Timura. The Hektash of the Echad Asr did not transfer because the Echad Asr is considered a Timura, having received this Hektash via the 10th animal, and one cannot transfer the Hektash of a Timura onto another animal. While Remeir holds, Elohai Tamur Lahayu Karb. The Achadas is not considered a Tamura, since we see that the Achadas is brought as a carbon, and the Tamura is disqualified for a carbon. As the Gemara explains, the source for the Hektish of all three animals derived from the following Pasuk. Chomaser Baka Bertsoin, Kalashayabar Tachas Hashabit, Hasiri Yekaydish. All the behemoths that were counted as the 10th become Hektish. However, this halacha applies only to the adjoining 9th and 11th behemoths, but not to the more distant 8th and 12th behemoths. Because there is a hekesh comparison from the hekesh of the real 10th animal to the hekesh of the miscounted animal. Just as the 10th animal becomes hekesh only in close proximity to itself, so too the miscounted animal becomes hekesh only in close proximity to the 10th animal, such as the 9th and the 11th. The Gemara cites Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who disagrees with our Mishnah, and holds Shasek Petashi. The 11th behemoth becomes hektish only if he remains silent for the 9th animal, and then counted the 10th behemoth as number 9, and the 11th behemoth as number 10. In this case, all three, including the 11th animal, become hektish. However, in the Mishnah's case of Karla Tashi Asiri, Ula Asiri Tashi Ula Achad Asa Asiri, Ein Achad Asa Mekadosh, if he counted the 9th behemoth as number 10, the 10th behemoth as number 9, and the 11th behemoth as number 10, only the Tashiv Asiri becomes hektish, while the Achad Asa does not become hektish because Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon follows Rebbe Yehuda's opinion of Tois Meiser Timura Hava. The miscounted animal is considered a Timura and receives its Kedusha from the Asiri. And he concurs with his father, Reb Shimon, who holds Ein Memer Chayzer Memer. A carbon accomplishes Timura only once, but not twice. And since the Asiri already accomplished one Timura on the Tashi, it cannot accomplish a second Timura on the Achad Asa. The Mishnah continues, Karla Tashi Asiri La Asiri La Achad Asa Asiri. Ein Echad Asa Mekudesh. If he heard and counted all three, the ninth behemah, the tenth behemah, and the eleventh behemah, all is number 10, only the ninth and tenth behemah becomes hakdish, but the eleventh behemah does not become hakdish because zeh haklal. Culturally, nekar shimasir mimenu einachad asa makudish. Whenever the tenth behemah was counted correctly as the tenth, the eleventh behemah does not become hakdish. Amar Rava, yatsu shnayim b'tashi. If two behemah went out of the pen together after the eighth, it depends. Karan tashi asir v'chulim marav and zebezeh. If you count them both as number 9, one behemah is considered the 10th and automatically becomes ma'isa behemah, while the other behemah is the 9th and remains chulim because it was not called asiri. And since they're not identifiable, both behemahs must wait until they get a mum and then they're eaten as ma'isa behemah. And in this case, ha'kaizis v'aibar achad mehen inesa b'gesarba. One who shares a work with one behemah does not get malkus because it's a suffix, it's possibly chulim. However, Quran asiri, asiri v'tashi murab and zebezeh. If you count them both as number 10, one behemah is considered 10th and receives a complete hekdesh of ma'isa behemah, while the other behemah is the 9th and receives a partial hekdesh, because it was called asiri. And since they're not identifiable, both behemahs must wait until they get a mum, and then they're eaten as ma'isa behemah. And in this case, one who shears or does work with one behemah does get malkus because it was definitely hekdesh. Rebbe continues, Yatsu shnayim ba'asiri. If two behemahs left the pen together after the 9th, it depends. The Quran asiri, asiri v'achad asim merav and zebezeh. If you count them both as number 10, one behemah is considered the 10th and receives a complete hektish of ma'isa behemah, while the other behemah is the 11th and receives the complete hektish of a karban shlamim because it was called asiri. And therefore, ha'gayz is v'ayibar echas men seifik esarba. However, Quran achad asim, asiri v'chul merav and zebezeh. If you count them both as number 11, one behemah is considered the 10th and receives a complete hektish of ma'isa behemah, while the other behemah is the 11th and remains chulin because it was not called asiri. And therefore, Hagoyz va'ivr echad mehen ain't a sebekas arba because it is a suffix. The Gemara inquires in the case of Yatsu shnayim ba'asiri v'karan asiri. Why does the achad asa become hekdash? The Mishnah taught, kol shle nekar shim asiri menu ain't achad asa makudash. Whenever the 10th behemah was counted correctly as the 10th, as in our case, the achad asa does not become hekdash. The Gemara reconciles as follows. The Mishnah refers to b'zeh achar zeh loy kadash. If the asiri and achad asa were counted consecutively, the achad asa does not become hekdash. While Rav refers to Bevas Achas, Tarbaya Kukarchi, if the Asir and Achad Asa were counted simultaneously, both animals do become Hekdash.